Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Me, we must be on. It must be on. It's on like hot buttered popcorn. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Show. 10 years ago, went for my dream, went bankrupt, and I'm here to tell you the sun will rise. But you got to quit making it so darn complicated. Seriously, people make success so hard. It's like, I got to think about this. I got to think about that. You don't got to think about anything. Did you think before you learned to walk? Did you think before you rode a bike? Did you think before you do anything, before you breathe? Hey, did you think right now before you blinked your eyes? Oh, hold on. I got to blink because I got to get this dust out of my eye. No, you just blink. You just speak. You just breathe. Oh, hold on. I got to tell my heart to breathe. Does the heart even tell you to breathe? Is it your heart? Your lungs breathe, of course. Silly. Why did you think your heart had anything to do with breathing? Do I need to tell my heart to take a beat? Oh, no. Then why would you ever give that much thought into this entrepreneurial journey or whatever dream that you want to do? Quit making it so complicated. People make it so difficult. I want to be a speaker, Sam. But you know, before I do that, I'm going to need a media kit. No, you don't. I'm going to need a 25-page business plan. No, you don't. I sold $100,000 of coaching with a yellow post-it note. Sam, before I get started, I am going to need to do some research. No, you don't. No, get a URL for $10 on Namecheap or GoDaddy or Bluehost, wherever you want to go for that. Get yourself a domain name. Go to Fiverr. Give somebody $50 to build a few pages on a WordPress site and get yourself in business. Take a photograph of yourself, you know, preferably not a selfie sitting in the front seat of your minivan, which a lot of people seem to do. By the way, get yourself a real email address too, something@Yahoo or something@AOL. It ain't going to cut it. AOL? Are they still there? Are they still around? I don't even know. I haven't had an AOL email address since they sent me the CD in 1995 to load into my PC computer. By the way, I always use my work computer for personal stuff. Thank God nobody at work had a clue that I was actually doing all that stuff. But AOL, are you kidding me? That's your email address and you're going out and trying to book speaking gigs or get consulting jobs or do anything and you're trying to be taken seriously as a business? Quit overthinking this stuff. Hey, by the way, mine, for example, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Whatever your domain name is, please get your first name at that domain. john@mybusinessisawesome.com. I mean, please do not use Gmail, Yahoo, MSN, Hotmail, all that stuff for your business address. Use that stuff for personal, okay? Come on, you got to start putting yourself together like you're a real business. And as silly as that sounds, that's a real business. That's going to separate you right away from a lot of these individuals. You know, people overthink this whole success, man. It's like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do it. No. I remember I met a guy for coffee. What was this? Probably about 10 years ago. And we were both kind of coming up through the speaker ranks at the time, local here in Cincinnati. And he's telling me about a speaking gig that he has in North Carolina. I'm like, whoa, hey, North Carolina, big time. It's not Cincinnati. I go, so what's your plan? Well, actually, he came back. This is what it was. He came back from the speaking gig. He's telling me all about it. And I was kind of jealous. I'm like, wow, dude, you got a speaking gig. That's amazing. How'd it go? He's like, well, yeah, I don't know. It didn't really go as well as I thought it would. He was speaking to a bunch of college kids, you know, so we're talking probably 18 to 23 years old. And he's taken me through this acronym that he used to do this presentation. I'm like, all right, well, sounds kind of corporate-y to me, but whatevs, you know. So tell me about the acronym. What was it? He goes, well, I spelled out my name vertically, and then I filled in, like, discipline, intensity, character. I'm like, okay, great. So all of this sounded okay, except you got to have a little bit of common sense. You got to know your audience, and maybe what might work for one person doesn't work for another person. Without getting into too much detail, he says, Sam, it just didn't work, man. Just it kind of went over like a lead balloon. Also, people didn't really take me seriously. Now, keep in mind, the guy's name is Dick Johnson. True story. Okay? So, without going any further, because I know this is a family show, but if your name's Dick Johnson, you might not want to use your entire name as an acronym for success tips going right down the line. And people make success so complicated. So complicated. I didn't have the heart nor the energy because I'm completely adolescent. I have the mind of an 8-year-old, okay? You know that if you listen to the show for any length of time, okay? I didn't have the discipline to sit there and go through his acronym of his name and explain why it might have went over like a lead balloon to a bunch of college students, but you could probably figure it out for yourself. And so I issue you the same challenge that I issue Richard some 10 years ago, is don't overcomplicate success. Don't overthink it. Don't try to be tricky, and use a little bit of common sense along the way. Know your audience, know who you're talking to. And this stuff isn't hard, man. It's not difficult. You need to understand. Put yourself in the audience's perspective. Put yourself in your client's shoes. And the customer that you're trying to reach, what are they looking for? What pain are they in? And don't spend a month to deliver a 1-hour presentation. You know, yeah, sure, you got to be prepared. But boy, let me tell you, my best podcasts, my best presentations, my best speeches are 100% off the cuff. No. That's just me. That's my personality. I live life unscripted. That's what I'm here to report back to you, to live your life unscripted on your terms. Look, life is way too short to be taking orders from other people. Life is way too short to worry about what other people think about you. Life is way too short to get caught up in minor things, quit majoring in minor things. Life is way too short to follow somebody else, man. Be unique. Be yourself. Celebrate who you are. Just don't accept where you are. Does that make sense? Accept who you are and celebrate that individual that you were born. Man, like Les Brown says, we're all born an original, but we die a copy. Don't die a copy, okay? Don't go making acronyms of your first name. Everybody does that, regardless of what your name is. Have some fun. Make people want to remember you. Be different. Be unique. Think of the people that you follow on the internet. Think of the individuals that you resonate with. They're authentic, right? These people are unique. They're not just carbon copies stamped out of a copy machine of something else that you've already heard, regurgitated concepts, content, everything. TV, who do you watch on TV? Individuals that are authentic. What kind of podcast do you listen to? A guy that butchers the English language like myself? Of course, because that resonates with you and it's exciting and you can laugh at me and that's exciting. I enjoy the fact that you're laughing right now. You know what I enjoy a lot more? Knowing that you went for your dream and never apologize to anybody. And you're not living life looking behind you. Who's watching? What am I doing? Who do I need to please today? It ain't pleasing anybody. You're pleasing yourself. That's who you're going to please. And you know what? You're going to be pleasing to your family and generations of individuals who share your last name because they're going to be so proud. They're watching. Let me tell you, they're watching right now. What are you doing? What are you thinking? What are you saying? How are you living your life? Because you live your life on purpose. You've created generations of your family that are going to do the exact same thing. Are you with me? Wow, I'm jacked up, man. Can I do another show today? Do you mind if I create another show? Would that be okay? I'm fired up. I'm jacked up. It's an amazing day. It's Wednesday, July 27th, and I'm telling you right now, I want you to go out there and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.